Hello, good morning. Just 5 days after he introduced his tax-cutting mini-budget, our new Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, is facing pressure to rethink it as the financial markets continue to turn against him. As the pound takes another dive against the US dollar, the Bank of England has had to intervene to effectively lend money to the government by buying bonds, £60 billion worth. This intervention came hours after the International Monetary Fund issued a stinging rebuke for the Chancellor's tax cuts, which were announced last Friday. The IMF said the UK urgently needed to rethink its plans to avoid stoking inequality. This refers to the reduction of the 45% top rate income tax range, benefiting the highest earners in the land. It was the biggest tax-cutting exercise for 50 years. And the Bank of England has made it plain that its temporary bailout could only be short-term, and it too urges the Chancellor to review his new measures. So it appears that Mr. Kwarteng and our new Prime Minister Liz Truss now have a big decision to make. They can ignore the IMF and bank advice, which is understood they would prefer to do, or they can bow to the mounting pressure and have a rapid rethink on those tax cuts. Meanwhile, Labour's leader, Sir Keir Starmer, says the Conservative government has lost control of the economy and is pushing for an urgent recall of Parliament, which is currently in recess for the party conference season.